Just one halakha, discussion of selling properties. If a person has a field and he's selling it, or a house for that matter, is there a priority who he must sell it to first according to the halakha? So the halakha discusses in Choshen Mishpat, Kuf Ayin He, Halakha He, Vav and Zayin, that a person must sell, if he has partners, his partners do have first rights to that person's chelek. And therefore he must go to them and give them rights of first refusal. To the extent halakha writes, if they don't get that right, and he sells it to somebody else, the partners have a right to go to Beit Din and invalidate the sale. Similarly, halakha says, if a person has a property, and he's the sole owner, he doesn't have partners, but he has neighbors. So according to the halakha, the neighbor has first rights to the property. Again, if she sells it to somebody else, the neighbor does have a claim in Beit Din, can go and take the property away from the person that bought it. The logic of this halakha is that obviously a partner or a neighbor has the biggest or bigger benefit to this property than somebody else. Somebody else, they can go, they can land somewhere else, but here it's his neighbor, it's adjoining his land, so therefore he has a bigger benefit. The Torah says, "V'asita tov v'yashar." And therefore, a person that, let's say, buys a property, he has to do the right thing, which means he has to give it to the neighbor first. He cannot keep that property. The sale is not a sale, or the partner as well. If somebody else took it instead, you have to do what's right. You have to let the neighbor or the partner take it. Now, the halakha is, the Maran points out, that this is talking about over here, where they're willing to pay fair market price. Which means, let's say the neighbor or the partner, they don't want to pay the normal price. They want a discount. The guy's getting a lot of money from somewhere else. Then all bets are off. Then, of course, he can sell it to the other person. But if they match the price that he's getting, of course, they come first. The last question is, who comes first, a partner or a neighbor? Maran holds that a partner comes before a neighbor. And the way you sell, if there's a few partners, Maran says you sell according to proportions, which means, depending on how much stake the partner has, so your percentage, that's what you sell him in the stake of the property. And this means even if you're not on good terms with your partner, Rama writes, and even if you're not on good terms with your neighbors, they still have the first right of refusal.